Blog Talk Radio.
Sound like a bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Your fans become your haters.
You done?
Beard.
All right.
Yelling at the mic.
Doing this
yelling
once.
At the mic. Weird.
Rihanna just hit me on a text. Last night I left hickeys on her neck. Wait, you just dissed me? I'm perplexed. Insult me in a line, compliment me on the next. Damn, I'm really sorry you want me to have a heart attack. Was watching 8 Mile on my Nauta track. Realized I forgot to call you back. Here's that autograph for your daughter. I wrote it on a starter cap. Stand, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad, but how you gonna name yourself after a damn gun and have a man bun? Giant smoke, eyes open, undeniable, supplying smoke, got the fire soaked. Say you got me in a scope, but you grazed me. I say one call the inner scope, and you swayzy. Your reply got the crowd yelling, woo. So before you die, let's see you can out-petty who with your corny lines.
Slim your old
Al Kelly, ooh, but I'm 45 and I'm still out-selling you. By 29, I had 3 albums that it blew. Now let's talk about something I don't really do. Going with someone's daughter's mouth, stealing food. But you're a fucking molehill, now I'ma make a mountain out of you. Ho, chill, acting like you'll put the chrome barrel to my bone marrow. Gonna bitch you ain't a bow and arrow. Say you're running for me like a phone bill. Spraying lead, playing dead, that's the only time you hold still. Are you eating cereal or oatmeal? What the fuck's in the bowl, milk? Wheaties or Cheerios? Cause I'm taking a shit in them, Kelly. I need reading material. Dictionary.
Yo, Slim, your last 4 albums suck. Go back to recovery. Oh, shoot, that was 3 albums ago. What do you know? Oops. Know your facts before you come at me, little goof. Luxury, oh, you broke, bitch, yeah. I had enough money in 02 to burn it in front of you, ho. Younger me, no, you'd have whacked me. Funny, but so true. I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you.
Till I'm hitting old age, still can fill a whole page with a 10-year-old's rage. Got more fans than you in your own city, little kitty, go play. Feel like I'm babysitting Lil Tay. Got the ditty okay, so you spent your whole day shooting a video just to fucking dig your own grave. Got you at your own wake, I'm the Billy Goat. You ain't never made a list. Next to no Biggie, no Jay, next to Taylor Swift and that Iggy Ho. You about to really blow, Kelly. They'll be putting your name next to Ty, next to Benzino. Bye, motherfucker, like the last motherfucker saying alien vein, alien brain. Satanist. My biggest flops are your greatest hits. The game's mine again and ain't nothing changed but the lock. So before I play this bitch, I'm gonna give Jade a kiss. Gotta wake up Labor Day to this. Being rich shamed by some prick using my name for clickbait in a state of bliss. Cause I said his goddamn name, now I got a cock back aim. Yeah, bitch, pop champagne to this. It's your moment, this is it. As big as you're gonna get, so enjoy it. Had to give you a career to destroy it. Lethal injection, go to sleep 6 feet deep. I give you a beat for the effort, but if I was 3'11", you look up to me, and for the record, you would suck a dick to fucking be me for a second. Make a ball sack to get on my channel. Give your life to be a solidified. This motherfucking shit is like Rambo when he's out of bullets. So what good is a fucking machine gun when it's out of ammo? Had enough of this tatted up mumble rapper. How the fucking him and I battle? He'll have to fuck him in my flannel. I'll give him my sandals, cause he knows long as I'm shady, he's gonna have to live in my shadow. Exhausting, letting off on my offspring like a gun barrel, bitch, get off me. You dance around it like a sombrero. We can all see you're fucking saucy, cause young Gerald's balls deep inside a Halsey. Your red sweater, your black leather. You dress better, I rap better. That a death threater, a love letter. Little white toothpick thinks it's over a pick. I just don't like you prick, thanks for dissing me. Now I had an excuse on the mic to write, not a light. But really, I don't care who's in the right. But you're losing the fight, you pick. Who else wanted Kells? Attempt fails. Button L's. Fucking nails. In these coffins that soft as cotton nail. Kill shot, I will not fail. I'm with the doc still. But this idiot's boss pops pills and tells him he's got skills. But Kells, the day you put out a hit, the day Diddy admits that he put the hit out, they got pop kill, eh? I'm sick of you being whack and still using that motherfucking auto-tune. So let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
I'm sick of your mumble rap mouth. Need to get the cock about it before we can even talk about it.
Talk about it.
I'm sick of your blonde hair and earrings. Cause you look in the mirror and think that you Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Mathers.
Don't mean you are and you're not about it. So just leave my dick in your mouth and keep my daughter outie. You fucking.
Oh. And I'm just playing, Diddy. You know I love you.
Jay-Z.
What's up, niggas? Hey, yo, I know you ain't talking about me, dog. You? What?
Fuck Jay-Z.
You been on my dick, nigga. You love my style, nigga.
Jay-Z.
Fuck with your soul like ether.
Will.
Teach you the king, you know you. Nah. Godson across the belly.
Lose.
I prove you lost already.
Brace yourself for the main event. Y'all impatiently waiting. It's like an AIDS test. What's the result?
not positive. Who's the best? Pac, Nas, and Big. Ain't no best. East, West, North, South, floor style greetings. I embrace y'all with napalm. Blows up, no guts, left chest, face gone. How can I be garbage? Send me autos at your cottage. Burner at the side of your dome. Come out of my throne, I got this. Lock since 9-1, I am the truest. Name a rapper that I ain't influenced. Gave y'all chapters, but now I keep my eyes on the Judas. With the wine, Sophie fame, kept my name in his music. Check it, I fuck with your soul like ether. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly. I prove you lost already. Ayo, pass me the weed, put my ashes out on these niggas, man. Ayo, you faggots, y'all kneel and kiss the motherfucking ring. Fuck with your soul like ether. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly. I prove you lost already. I've been fucked over, left for dead, distant, forgotten. Luck ran out, they hope that I'd be gone stiff and rotten. Y'all just piss on me, shit on me, spit on my grave. Talk about me, laugh behind my back, but in my face. Shot some well-wishing, friendly acting, envy, hiding snakes. With your hands out for my money, man, how much can I take when the streets keep calling? Heard it when I was sleep that this Gazy and Cockefeller Records wanted beef. Started cocking up my weapon, slowly loading up this ammo to explode it on a camel and his soldiers. I can handle this Fedolo and his manuscript. Shit sounds stupid when KRS already made an album called Blueprint. First, Biggie's your man, then you got the nerve to say that you better than Big. Dick sucking lips, won't you let the late great veteran live?
Will not.
Godson across the belly, I prove you lost already. The king is back, where my crown at? Ill will, rest in peace, let's do it, niggas. Fuck with your soul like ether. Teach you the king, you know you. Godson across the belly, I prove you lost already. Y'all niggas deal with emotions like bitches. What's sad is I love you, cause you're my brother. You traded your soul for riches. My child, I've watched you grow up to be famous. And now I smile like a proud dad watching his only son that made it. You seem to be only concerned with distant women. Were you abused as a child, scared to smile, they called you ugly? Well, life is harsh, hug me, don't reject me. I'll make records to disrespect me. Blatant or indirectly, in 88, you was getting chased to your building, calling my crib, and I ain't even give you my numbers. All I did was give you a style for you to run with, smiling in my face, glad to break bread with the guard, wearing jazz chains, no text, no cash, no cars, no jail bars, jigger, no pies, no case, just Hawaiian shirts. Hanging with Little Chase, you a fan, a phony, a fake, a pussy, a stand. I still whip your ass, you 36 in a karate class. You tie boho, trying to work it out, you trying to get brolic. Ask me if I'm trying to kick knowledge, nah, I'm trying to kick the shit you need to learn though. The ether, the shit that make your soul burn slow. Is he Dame Diddy, Dame Daddy, or Dame Dummy? Oh, I get it, you Biggie and he's Puffy. Rockefeller died of AIDS, that was the end of his chapter. And that's the guy I chose to name your company after. Put it together, I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas. And now y'all trying to take my spot, fellas. Philly's hot rock fellas, put you in a dry spot, fellas. In a pine box with 9 shots for my Glock, fellas. Foxy got you hot cause you kept your face in a puss. What you think, you getting girls now cause of your looks? Negro, please, huh. You know mustache having with whiskers like a rat compared to beans you whack. And your man stabbed on and made you take the blame. You ass went from jazz to hanging with Kane to Herb to Big. And Eminem murdered you on your own shit. You a dick rotted faggot. You love the attention. Queens niggas run you niggas. Ask Russell Simmons. Huh, R.O.C. get gunned up and clap quick. J.J. Evans get gunned up and clap quick. Your whole damn record label gunned up and clap quick. Sean Carter to Jay-Z, damn you on jazz dick. So Little Shorty's getting gunned up and clap quick. How much of Biggie's rhymes is gonna come out your fat lips? Wanted to be on every last one of my classics. You pop shit, apologize nigga, just ask Kiss.
Wordsmith has a trait in your DNA to create with verbal currency. We grab that pen and go in as our ink is our almighty dollar. Situations teach us that words are more valuable than money current. Pound has spoken ground and as the Wall Street for poetry to be heard. Your word commodity has value and your stock rises with every predicate, adjective, noun, and verb. Your thoughts deserve to be observed where there is a hunger for your creativity and which to be served. Our culture has had it rough. They put us in the proverbial desert in effort to induce thirst. But the culture lounge provides an advantage for those damaged roses rising through the concrete. feet no longer stand planted, but understanding that the culture is still a little famished, managed by Paul Krim and the pulmonologists, creators and appreciators of your art. The Culture Lounge quenches the throat of your thoughts and will refill you whenever you are parched. We are a culture of scattered parts, picked upon, experimented on, and hated, but we push through. That's the culture's heart. We ain't got it all figured out yet, but we will no longer be a bullseye for those poisonous darts. We all don't claim this, but I feel it's the truth. We disappointed ourselves through expectations of what Obama could do. Oh, he nuts like he was bucked for 8 years, and that's the truth. It's just the next 4 years were engineered to undo and remind our culture of who's who. Keep it in 100, it only took two. So that term is through. Seed grew. Jim Crow is back, y'all. Some of his old laws is already eased through. If you want people, these new laws ain't meant to appease you. Like our people ain't got needs, too. But we got verbal warriors, though. It's some shit we got to put a sneaks to. The Culture Lounge has nutrition to feed you. Our ammunition is our fellow poets to drop, too, especially when you bring a piece, too. We blend with you. We train you a sin, too. One culture, and we all need to contribute. Black women, remember when these fools, these sickos, looked at you, expectations you would concede to, having a worth of only being on your knees to. Savages began to breed you, but no label on the queen, so they couldn't read you. Nothing warning them about that lethal. Some left their wives died, and they left you the deed to. Berated and paraded for others to peek to. Again, no label. They couldn't read you. Threats to beat you. It is what it is with black women, because they'd be like, at ease who? All while they bleed too. But black women never shut up. And every black man nearly busts a nut, because the world has never heard a president while claiming victory on national TV say the words, black woman, I see you. Brothers, it don't make you weak too. There are situations where she got to lead you. My queen too. It's just that things she do better than I can. Hell, the co-host of this show is the flesh version of proof a woman can raise a man. And so I just want to give a shout out to the queens of our culture and their contributions. As Gift of Mike Network brings you Aziz, the pulmonologist, and Paul Cram King, as we welcome you to the Culture Lounge. Yo, what's happening, y'all? What it do? It is another Thursday here on Drift the Mic Network at the Culture Lounge. Just want to thank everybody that came through today. Oh, man, listen, we is getting ready to have a hot show right now. Why? Because this one is going to be a verbal education. It's going to be just some of that lyrical shit that we all love as poets, you know. I'm a big fan of wordplay. I love wordplay. I love words. I'm in love with words. I try to say this as often as I can. I remember when my kids were little, like I would see one of their books. I don't care if it was like Mickey Mouse, Disney book, whatever it was. And I would see the pages tore out of it. And I used to go ham, like go off on them, like more than anything. Their mom would be like, yo, why is you going so crazy about these books? I'm like, I used to tell her, like, no, these kids need to know that words is the only thing that they can say is more valuable than currency. And so I just find a beauty in words. So as a poet, when I run across a poet that really take their time to put their words together like our feature does, it resonates with me. And so I just appreciate what they put in. And I think they deserve to have their flowers and their roses while they're here, because we miss them when they're gone. And so tonight is going to be a very, very, very lyrical field show. Again, my name is Aziz, the pulmonologist. You are on the Drift the Mic Network. If you listen online and you want to call in, be a part of this show, feel free. That dial-in number, 646-378-0355. That one, though, press that one and get on the mic. Make it drip. Ladies and gentlemen, If you wonder who I'm talking about, if you didn't see any other flyers, I'm talking about none other than Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Now, Joe Pair, who's often referred to as Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, despite his persona, quiet person, quiet man, born in a time where civil liberties were just a march away. A victim of his silence, though, sidelined the quest for love. He's an observer, taking notes of why people do what they do, which I find to be very interesting. Why do people do what they do? That is something I found that very interesting. His writings oftentimes playing a chord on the strings of a dormant reader. He writes the rose and prose drawn across the mind, forefrontal or subtle. He finds a way to stimulate senses. Again, I'm talking about none other than Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Let's get him on the line. Verbal.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, Aziz, pulmonologist. How you feeling?
I'm good, my brother. I am real good, man. Again, I just wanted to thank you for taking time out to spend it here with Drift the Mic, and let us poets get a glimpse into, you know, what drives you, you know, the mind of yourself. So I just want to thank you for that. And I got a lot of feedback when people found out that you were coming. You know, you have people that really enjoy your work, my brother. You got some fans out there, and that just kind of backs up what I've been saying more so. That lets me know that it's legit. And I think that just shines through over the community, over our whole port. So again, man, thank you so much for coming and spending your time with us.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know what we do here on Drift the Mic. We drift the mic. That's what we do. So, without further ado, before we get into the interview, I just want to give the people a taste of what they're going to be hearing this evening. So I do need to bring the First Lady on real quick so she can ask you a question for us and the listeners.
Absolutely.
Joe the Verbal.
Good evening. Yes, I can. Can
good
you
evening.
Hear me okay for living? Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Can you make this mic drip?
Absolutely.
The mic is yours.
Overcoming, I was traveling the streets of the city. Sunset was close to its rise. I kept the caution hidden from my face. Caught up with past trials, failure upon failure, it has to work tonight. My insatiable appetite must be fed. My hunger led me to the seedier part of town. Small gatherings of the local fair stared me down. I maintain the look of don't fuck with me. Weapon free, I speak and proceed. I take heed as I enter a place called Batman's Den. One way out, one way in. Inside I go, it was dimly lit. Shadowing the faces, this place was like being cornered amongst hidden foes. Vodka was my drink of choice. It lent a voice when I'm shy inside. Inside this den of sin with no friends, I see her. I immediately thought of ways to greet her. In that phase, she was the catch of the day. And I became one with her as we danced. She made advances, giving glances of what's to be. I knew before we sat and talked over the music, she used this opportunity to feel me. It grew like it knew what was next when we left. I felt more stares as I took one of theirs with me. She hit me with, can we stop someplace first? High on cockiness and thirst, I reluctantly agreed. 9 months overseas, prolonging my anticipation. We stationed ourselves outside a tall building. I was getting this feeling of uneasy. Then she squoze me just right. She froze me with a line saying, you got $35, I'll be right back, all right? A fool's play, but I gave up the end. I watched her ascend the stairs. 5 or 10 minutes passed. Yeah, she got my ass, but alas, she came back down. We traveled back to a place the locals dwelled. She was a pass key, so they ignored me. It was a gloomy gray apartment. Brown varmints crawled as the light hit. Sitting on a single bed, I'm waiting for a head. Instead, she says I have to use the restroom. She says her uncle's in the guest room. Boom, it hit me. Hit me hard in the heart. Rubber tube around her arm and liquid harm feeds her pain. The needle remained. Her voice slowed down, telling me the worst. The how and why she cried, the look in her eyes, and suddenly it didn't matter if I splattered. This torn soul had a need greater than mine. I declined her offer continually. I held her for a while, drying tears. In her nod, I covered her ears. I walked out without my pass, receiving a knowing nod from the gathering of locals. And that is that drip.
Mm. Wow. Wow, that was powerful, brother. That was real powerful. I like the way you said she was a pass key, so they just ignored you. I get that, man. I get that. But the ending was that was so profound. It was so profound. Especially when you express the fact that it didn't matter no longer. It mattered if you splattered. You know, there was something bigger. There was a bigger need there, and it was bigger than you. You know what I mean? And so, I find it to be so profound, man. I find it so profound. I really like that one. I really do. That was a story piece, man. We call those cliffhangers here, man. That one was deep right there. That one was real deep. So let me ask you this, my brother. So when did you first started to write as a, like normally write as a poet?
I guess probably around 2009, maybe.
Oh, damn, really?
Yeah. I mean, that's like when first got on Facebook. That's when I first got on Facebook. Okay. You know, I've written poems for people, you know, and circumstances and stuff like that. I've always done that, but. You know, as far as like writing to just write poetry or whatnot, 2009.
Wow. Now that's a surprise. Now I find that surprising. And so you said so, and that goes into my next question because I was going to ask you, and what prompted that? What made you just decide that this is what you want to do with your pen?
Well, actually, I used to belong to a lot of groups on Facebook where you know we just have like you know adult talking and stuff like that. You know, passing ideas back and forth. And so whatever the topic, I was always comment, but my comments always kind of rhyme or flow, whatever you want to call it. They had a rhythm to my comments. So, you know, they started digging on it. And, you know, I met a poet through there, and, you know, she was writing poetry.
Wow.
So, you know, I kind of, you know, checked her out and see, you know, asked her, you know, what she thought about something, you know. So she put a challenge out there to me, you know, to, you know, describe myself as a rhyme.
Okay.
And so that day just bloomed, man, you know.
Wow. And so then, so it was a challenge posed to you by someone else. And from what I'm hearing here in that, but in doing that challenge, you discovered that you had a love for poetry.
Well, I always had a love for it, but, you know, to start actually, you know, posting it to have other people read it. Now, that was the first. So that part, yeah.
Right. So yeah, that's a different kind of feeling. That's a different kind of feeling. I know that. I know that feeling. You know, you because it's for yourself, and people don't believe that. That like non-poets, they're like, you know, they don't believe like you literally can do it for yourself and never share it with nobody, and because you know you never thought about it, just maybe just some type of form of therapy, something as you do as a hobby, as a release, whatever the case may be. You know, you start off doing it for yourself, and it's just for you to go back and reflect on from time to time, right? And so.
I compare it to like an artist because you know artists paint different paintings every time he gets behind the canvas. So poetry, you know, you don't hold on to it. You know, you kind of write it and get your feeling out there. You know, a lot of times it's just you know it's a personal thing, exchanging poetry and what like that. But you know, now this is a whole other thing. They're sharing it with the world. So yeah, absolutely, bro.
Yeah, no, I know. I had a similar experience with mine or whatever. I knew I had this thing, this love, but, you know, to share it, I had never thought about that until I inadvertently let somebody read something. They were like, oh, man, this is the shit right here. You should share this or whatever. I had one guy, upcoming rapper in the Bay Area or whatever, asked me to, can I use this lyric right here? Can I use this line? I like this line, you know. And when I said, wait a minute, if a rapper, you know, feels that, you know, he want to put that in something that I know he's going to put out, maybe somebody might want to hear. Maybe somebody might even just be going through the same shit I've been going through. Because a lot of my early shit was kind of militant. So let me ask you this. Based on that, like, what was the genre that you really stuck to that when you start writing your pieces? What was the one that really stuck to you?
When I first actually started writing, I was more into romantic type poetry, dealing with relationships and all that sort of thing. And then I dabbled into the erotic realm, but I gotta stay in my lane. But I leave that to the cats that do. You know what I'm saying? I dabble, but nah, I'm not prolific in that. So. I think you can put
some erotic shit down, bro. I think you can put some erotic shit down, my brother. I really can. As a verbalist, man, I think you do good by some erotic shit. All right, so I would love to hog all the questions, but I'm not gonna hog all my questions just yet. I'm gonna see if we have any callers on the line or anybody that wants to come in and ask questions about your ink, and I believe we have the first lady up first. Who has a question about the piece you just done, or in general?
Well,
okay.
First off, I want to say your lyrics are always like I catch one, and by the time I think about. Kind of like, did he just say you flip another one in? You've always been that way.
What's up, Black Rose? How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing good. I just came in and started talking. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Wow.
My question is, when you first started writing, do you still remember that first one that you did?
Actually, I remember like the first few lines of it, but it was like in elementary school. And it was a project I had to do, but, I procrastinated. I did it on my lunch break and came back, I got me a little 8 minus on the job, but yeah, I remember. Absolutely.
My second question, which leads into that, out of everything that you wrote, which one is your baby?
Oh, this piece called Torn Curtains. That's one I'm most fond of, actually.
Why?
Because
what's the meaning behind
it? Well, it was actually a picture poem. And there's a picture of some, torn curtains. And, I thought about two people. One of the person passed on. And how does the other person feel, going back to, where they shared that love. And the way the curtains look all torn and tattered like that, it just kind of gave me that feeling. So, yeah, that's definitely my baby.
Okay. I believe that's all my questions I have.
Okay. Now, First Lady, you know what this is. This is Drifting Mike. You already know what time it is. Am I correct?
You are correct.
All right. So I'm not going to waste your time. Let's get right down to it. Subliminal. Can you make this mic drip?
But of course. Renegades. You see, I'm not an scapegoat, but a poet, a lyrical lyricist of collision, never afraid to talk about anything. I grew up in these streets, a product of the welfare you supported, a renegade, wise as an owl, but importantly, purposely driven to be the destruction of your demise, a renegade. Teaching positivity to the next generation, not negativity, correcting the failure seeds thrown out gracefully in their direction. I'm reiterating and reversing past, present, and future worthlessness, those worthlessness that was prophesied by their enemies standing tall so that they can reclaim accountability is their destiny. A renegade. You see, changing you will never amount to anything until you got this. The world is yours to rule possibility. A renegade. Not under attack, but attacking the world's backlash, conquering anything with affirmative action. Millennium X generation has done more in 1 year with their voices and protesting than us 10-year elders have done in the last decade of living. Some of you will catch that later. Who's teaching who? Let me say that again. Who's teaching who? That we are free at last. This land is our land too. While lifting up their voices, proclaiming the truth. Who's teaching who? Our ancestors fight for our freedom. For our today, you are doing more than we did in decades. Renegades. So they are the renegades ringing out in affirmative action across this great nation, calling for the death of racial discrimination. Never been afraid to say anything. Millennium X cried out when the world wanted us to stop breathing, yet refused to be defeated. They took a deep breath and commanded respect, hollering a phenomenal lyrical battle cry, Black Lives Matter, renegades, placing fear and defeat in their enemies' eyes because knowledge is a bullet deflecting critical lies. Losing guard and scared little boys, claiming to be grown men, hiding behind blue uniforms, saying, they are here to serve and protect, but yet they are carrying guns like they are toys, using this law-abiding power as their God-given gift, spraying bullets like water, these water hoses at unarmed men, spilling innocent blood for supremacy, pleasurement, killing our race yet again. Yet they call us uncivilized animals. But who's the true renegade? And that's that grip.
Yo, that was fire right there. That was fire. That was fire. You want to talk about that piece a little bit?
Me?
Yeah.
So.
It wasn't just for the piece. Yeah, definitely.
You funny. So, I wrote this piece right after the nation found out that there was a knee on another black man's neck.
Okay.
And I looked at how a lot of our youth, not us, but our youth, was going out there marching and protesting because they didn't want to have it. While we were sitting at home, because we were scared of COVID-19. But we're supposed to be the ones that are leading them to make it easier for them. But yet here they are doing what we didn't want to do because we're too scared.
Wow. Wow.
Who's teaching who?
And, and Verbal, what you got to say about that piece?
That piece was deep. And I definitely enjoyed the flow. I was kind of like, you know, nod my head the whole time. That was a strong piece of government. Absolutely. And you're definitely making a valid point, too.
They was out there.
Yeah. They was out there.
You know,
they were marching.
Because, you know, in my area, you know, we were willing to die. They didn't have, you know, now the youngers out there, they willing to die for it.
Yes.
That's pretty much what you have to do these days, for real.
But I love the way that the millenniums, not the decades, the millenniums, they're lifting their voices and they're coming out saying, we've had enough. See, our ancestors told us, you know, we want freedom, we want freedom. They was running, they was running, they was running. They was doing all this running, getting away from this. They paved the way so that the decades can pick it up and keep going. Well, the decades decided, well, no, we good right now because it wasn't out there in the open. Now that it's out here in the open, it's these millennium saying, why are we doing what y'all supposed to do for us? We're the kids. Y'all are the grown-ups. But I guess we got to go back to our biblical days. The biblical days where it's coming out of the mouth of babes, God has ordained perfect praise.
Yes, indeed.
I'm sorry, I went there. Y'all got me there.
I'm the walk by faith type, not by sight.
The pulmonologist? I know you went here.
Yeah.
You just sitting back listening?
I was just listening to the origination of the piece. That's all.
Thank you.
But no, you definitely made some valid points, though. That was a dope piece. Appreciate you spitting that.
Thank you. But, you know, just because I spit that piece and you pulled me in, I'm going to do you just like you do me. As a pulmonologist, you've asked your questions to verbal already. So now I'm going to ask my question to you. Can you make this mic spit and drip and flow?
Absolutely can. Absolutely.
The mic is yours.
2021, and we still cannot relax. The target on the backs of us blacks has become prevalent. Rihanna, Ahmaud, George, is evidence. Rednecks walking free, and we will never get the justice we need. I agree with those of us whose hearts bleed every time that we are gunned down in the streets that maybe we need to make these punk motherfuckers grieve over the loss of their seeds. If we turn to tide because the powers that be will never hold these life-stealing thieves accountable. I got anger in bountiful doses. Smoke your loved ones on camera and watch your mama cry while you laying roses at the grave. The way we are chased down like runaway slaves makes it obvious that despite the progress we made, until we match force for force, we will continue to be laid to rest by some scary-ass redneck because the law will always provide them with that proverbial bulletproof vest unless we start dumping holes in their chest just to match the stress that is hosted upon the black community. I believe in black unity, but if you black and you disagree, then fuck you if you ain't with me. I'm sick of these racist motherfuckers swagging and flossing on our lives. Since the slave trade, black pipes have been a threat, but nobody want y'all cave bitch-ass wives. My black queen is my life, and I'd be damned if some white, jealous, scared, overzealous, non-prepared, pink-ass pig pulled me over just to cause my family tears. I remember when I used to be on the block. I listened to A-Ball and MJG talk a lot about what if we all acted like Pac and bucked at cops when we got stopped. How many black lives will be saved at this point? I'm willing to take the trade. Rather have my kids visit me in jail than putting flowers on my grave. How the hell can I tell my youngins to behave when the blood of our blood is constantly made to be target practice? I say, fuck that shit. We all know how to get active. Drastic measures are called for. We ain't trying to die no more. Black moms ain't got to cry no more. Our blood leaked from slave ships and filled the sea. But it's a different day now, y'all. We ain't got to let our blood fill the streets. And that's that drip.
Verbal, you want to go first?
That was definitely that drip, brother. You went in on that piece, brother.
Thank you. Laid it out, I appreciate man. That.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
The part that stuck out with me was I'm tired of our black leading in the streets. That's the part that stuck with me. And I'm paraphrasing it because I know that's not exactly how you said it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know what you're talking about, though. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now we going to keep the show rolling on because this is all about my brother, Verbal, that's on the line. And we got callers in here that want to holler at you, man. And like I said, I would love to hog you, but I can't. So we're going to run these phone lines, and we're going to get this thing cracking, man. Next on the line, we have area code 615. Area code 615, you are in the building. Who do we have on the line?
You know, I would like for one of these days, me and you pulmonologists do a remake of Isaac Hayes and Barry White's Dark and Lovely.
I'm with it, brother. I'm with it.
This is C-34 Music, of course. How are you? How are you? Miss Subliminal, how are you?
Oh, she's checking some back lines real quick. She'll be back online.
Well, that's okay. Well, and you're doing all right, sir.
I'm doing great, my brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, and especially since I found out Big Brother right there, Joe
yes,
the Verbal,
yes.
is the feature. So
yes.
how can I not jump in and give him a shout, give him some congratulations, and see if I can up my pimp game a little bit?
Oh, man, it's up to you, though.
Oh, nothing much. I'm going to try not to be Antonio Fargas from Starsky and Hutch, okay? That's what I'm trying not to be.
Yeah, for real.
I let my dad do that. So I'm a new. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, Huggy in the house.
Yeah, I can't be Huggy. No. Can't be Huggy, I can't be Willie Dynamite, and I can't kick that high like Dolomite does, so here we
right.
go.
Right. Yeah. So, now, did you have a question for my brother Verbal while you're on the line with us?
You know, I just caught it in the midst of hearing y'all two poems, yours and Subliminal's poem.
Okay.
My question, if I had a question, is this. George Clinton said something. I got a string attached to my thing if you pull my string. My question is, can you do your thing underwater?
I'm a booger, baby.
There you go.
Through the ocean, you gotta get wet, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Yeah. See, I'm Sir Nose. Look, I'm Sir Nose devoid of funk. I can't swim. That's how it is.
Okay, you had the rhythm of the stroke.
Yeah. Come on, you knew I had to come up with something.
Absolutely. Now, I do believe we have Subliminal back on the line with us. Are you there?
I'm here. I had to go do some networking stuff and behind the scenes. I had to go check out some numbers.
Yeah. No, my brother C-Double was just giving you a greeting, speaking to you when he came in.
Yeah, saying hello to you and how are you and all that crazy stuff.
I'm doing good. How are you, sir? But I have a question for you because I know that's where we're leading to.
Yes.
And that question is, can you make this mic drip?
Yes, until the milk gets into my Raisin Bran.
Mike is yours.
I like that one.
Thank you. This piece is called Today's Solomon. Maybe I'm the descendant of King Solomon, a man of wisdom, but no discipline. Because how many women with so many idiosyncrasies have I made into wives and concubines, that is girlfriends? Even though they don't fill up both hands in number, I've massaged them in my head, making me spin like a watch cycle. Any resemblance is purely coincidental, for the mention of them in good scenarios make me aroused. My lust fills and fits into my lunch schedule, and my wife is involved in the pleasure. I'm learning to stop lusting after her and just love her as the special present Yahweh gave to me. Instead of comparison to measure her against past competitors, for my soul is being threatened by memories. Blood flow to my member, hardened by their imagery reflections, insanity and repetition. Seeking Yeshua for help with my transgressions out of choices that I regret now. Every rose has its thorn. Well, it's poisonous and pointless to my core. Nightmares galore in this gallery of being a whore, and I can't stand it anymore. Sex Addicts Anonymous, if I join, I might relapse to the floor. I want the Lord to take this thorn out of my side, but because I still run to him, he says no. The journey continues through online dating interviews that my eyes envision from women showing a lot of skin, wanting me to be caught in traps they set for me to be involved in sin, using poetic license to entice me as they attempt to pretend they're sisters with voices, making invoices, marking themselves off as friends. They'll be there for me, offering me everything, rendering themselves in surrender by being competitive, preparing their impressive breasts to melt me into a decrepitness, and becoming my stimulus checks within this emergency broadcast system. But wait, this is only a test. My wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is imperative, but my intelligence is evaporated, and it's quickly wearing down by all these demonic spirits disguised in a sexy dress that I shouldn't have accepted, and now I'm left in this emptiness. They're messing with the chemistry I had with the eminent king. And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling kids. Forgive me, Lord, for leaving you, and I'll take this bitter medicine. Just stop this crazy thing like George Jetson, a Jets fan, and let me live. That's that piece.
Yo, man, that was fire. That was the self-observation in that is just incredible, man. That piece was fire. What you got to say, bro?
Oh, man, see, double. Yeah, I'm like, yes. You know, I'm kind of looking in the background of that piece you just did, man. Like, you know, I'm seeing the dude looking over the stable, man, just watching it crumble around him. That's where my head was at.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Oh man, that was genius right there, brother. That was genius. I love that piece.
Give me one of the Mac flashbacks.
You. I'm sitting here like, look. I'm sitting here like, y'all don't want to believe. Y'all killing me. And I'm just waiting for Gail to say, Robert.
Hell no. Oh, man, listen, man. I appreciate you coming through here and dropping that fire for us, man. It's the C-34 music, y'all, in the building, man. Thank you for coming through and dropping that fire on us, man.
Hey, thank you much. One love, one mic to the both of you. Congratulations, Joe the Verbal. We'll talk.
Absolutely,
brother. One love, one mic, my brother. You just sent through and dropped some heat, man. That was dope, man. That was real dope. We're gonna keep the party going, though, man. We have some more callers that want to get at you, man, and ask you some questions. So next on the line, we about to bring in the Negra.
Wow, I'm next. Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. I haven't called in and show some love for
a fellow poet, all of y'all fellow poets, yeah. But, you know, Joe always shows love, always shows support, you know, so I had to call him.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, right,
what's
yeah.
What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Well, send a pair of neck to get to hear you, Quaint. Absolutely. Get to hear you.
Same here, same here. My goodness. My diva subliminal. I see you.
Hey, 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 hey. I'm trying to do this back boys. I'm in and out. I'm in and out.
That's all right. That's all right. That's where we work best, right there in the back. That's what's up.
Well,
good to hear y'all.
Yes, yes. Oh, no, she jumped back off the line real quick. I see. Okay, all right. Well, so we're not going to hold this up. Did you have a question for our feature?
Goodness. What can I ask? Goodness. Joe, would you find it, if you had a choice between a poet and just a woman that really is not into poetry, of getting into a relationship with them. Now, both of them are good to you, but one is just not into the poetry. Who would you go for?
The one that make me feel the best.
Both of them make you feel good.
The one that make me feel the best. You know.
Okay.
You're saying, so basically, if the feeling is equal and poetry or not, it's a deciding factor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like that's that Hollywood mentality. You know, singers marry singers and all that. Nah. I go for the person, whether they're poet or not.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Good answer. Good answer. Well, Negro, since we do have you on the line, you know what we do here. And,
yes.
You know, we don't let you stay without spending some of that heat for it. So the question of the evening is, La Perla Negra, can you get this mic drip?
I sure can. I'm going to try anyway.
The floor is yours.
All right. I call this beautiful colors. Why do they always pick our beautiful colors and paint the ground, influencing them and leading them astray because they can't break us open or down because we don't break. And the most beautiful colors of all, the new ones that we create, they target them most of all. Bringing tears to our eyes, trying to keep us from seeing the sun come up by trying to keep us from seeing our sons come up. Their fear is the paintbrush for their canvas of hate, and red, red is their favorite color they use to paint over their ugly, ugly envy and green. They think it's a great accomplishment. Once again, standing back, marveling at the massacres they make for centuries. They've taken us, tried to change us, trying to rid the world of us, even acting as though we don't exist. It's all failed. Well, I'm here to tell you, things have changed. The winds of power have shifted in our direction, and rightfully so. We have to believe it, too. So be afraid. Be very afraid. We are awake. See, I know you can feel defeat filling the atmosphere as the universe is bringing balance in this change. And we are now starting to taste victory in your tears, too. So black man, black child, black woman, stand up. The time is now. We are rising up. We know what we have to do. That's that drip.
That's right, too. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's right here. The time is now, y'all. The time is right now. Brilliant. Brilliant. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Verbal, what you got to say about that?
No, I was definitely feeling that piece from Pearl. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
It's a call to old facts. Yeah, I like the way you deliver that, because you gave the listener a chance to absorb every word. So I appreciate you for that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Definitely. Now I'm going to go ahead and send you on to the hotel to get your key. Go ahead and check in. I hope you enjoy your room. Kick back and listen to the rest
definitely.
Of these dope boys that's coming through here to show my brother some homage and give him his roses.
Yes,
congratulations. One love, one night. Yeah, she came through and hit that one. She hit that one out the park right there. That man, the time is now. Let's go, y'all. And we're going to keep it going, though, man. We're going to keep it going. And next on the line, I believe we have Tigress. Tigress, do we have you in the building?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, hey, thanks for coming to Drip to Mike. Wait a minute. First Lady, are you around? I think we have a first-time caller.
No, I do believe Tigress has been here before.
Oh, she has? Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
She hasn't been with you, but she's been on Drip to Mike before.
Okay. We have something for you, but... You get a pass this time.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, we can still do that if you would like, but, I mean, that's up to you.
I mean, no, I'm going to let her get a pass.
It's probably been a while. I don't remember. I think it's been a minute.
Don't give me no excuse. I'm trying to give you a pass, woman. Don't give me no excuse.
Okay. You're right.
You know, see, you're the type of police officer. Take the handcuffs off. We'll let you off with a warning. Well, you know, okay, I did have some weed in the closet back there. You know, that's basically what I just heard.
No.
Okay. I'm not hearing that. All right. Bad. Oh, so, Tigress, did you have a question for our feature, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer?
Well, no, that's my big bro. You know, we've been rolling for a minute. I just had to come through and show him some love. You know, I love him. And congratulations on your feature.
Thank you, sis. Can you hear me okay, baby?
Yep, I can hear you.
Thank you for coming through. You know, appreciate you. You definitely go way back. And
Being hungry, that's right.
How you doing?
I've been okay.
Yeah. You know, I got the check.
Right.
Well, Tigress, this is Drip the Mic Network. And at the end of the day, what we do here is Drip the Mic. And with that being said, Tigress, can you make this mic drip?
I think I can make it drip just a little bit.
That's what's up. The flow is yours.
My mind is a wreck. Leveling up is the next step. Before I eject these poetic specs, the vibes are flowing all kinds of ways. My emotions are going up and down, headed for my next phase. Nobody said this would be easy. The words are coming to me. They feel so breezy. My metaphoric flow might make you queasy. Just know this, I'm still a seductress. These words are not to impress, but to express some of my many infatuations. My word stamina might make you feel some kind of vibration. Just sit tight, let me take control. Allow me to touch your soul. Let me hijack your thoughts for a minute while my lips rotate and spin it. Poetry is deep for me. It takes my mind to a place where it needs to be, where it's just me and my pen. I need you to feel me openly. These words can be poking me, stroking me, taking me through changes. That's why I love poetry. I can be myself. I don't have to copy anyone else. My words keep moving. They don't sit on a shelf. My ink is going through a metamorphosis. My marinated pen can be quite dangerous. I can make loose pants tight and erect. That's the strength of my oil pen reflex. I can touch your heart or bring you down to your knees, make you have wet dreams just from hearing my words, allowing your thoughts to go to places you ain't seen. Have you been imagining the queen's cream while my words are still unbuckling your thoughts? To be continued. In peace. Clean hungry.
Well, play tonight. I accept your invite to be indulged by your oral delights. Our mutual plight is that you will continue to be my lady of the night. The clothes that you chose, or lack thereof, leaves the fun parts exposed. Juxtaposed with the switch up of your normal verbal flow, which adds to the fantasy in your role. This unfamiliar, seductive speak weakens me and makes my growth torpedo like your native tongue is of libido dialect. Affectionately, my erect is caressed by your majestic stroke. My character is impatient, anticipating your approach. Your slight hesitation coaxes me to coach. So I lay back and trust that you know the ways when it comes to running my plays. My black wood is feeling good within your gentle handle, so I grab my backwood filled with good and relight it off the scented candle. Taking a puff, I focus the camera, making a homemade film, but your skills are thrills above amateur. Lesson to thrust your inside touch, but I agree to stay in character. Staring at the way your lips commit you to your role, repeatedly you swallow me whole, and I ain't mad at the type of phonetic, fantastic character given skill. So A1, they got me feeling that even though we marry living, it still feel like we sinning. The way your lips spread apart for maximum intake so attractively, allowing every impacting inch of me to fill your mouth to capacity. And I love that you don't wait. You will grab my dick from your own mouth and tap it on your face, presenting me a moment to look at you and say, now let me know how my dick tastes. Your answer is a moan and more of you slobbing it. There are no words necessary. Your performance is fluent. It's a fluent compliment. Stroking the shaft with your lips locked on top of it. For my vision, your back is arched and you're in a bent position. Ass is within my arm's reach. Your technique is drooling, slobbing back and forth, devouring all of me as I grip in your peach. Bringing your pussy amazed at how wet you get. Overexcited, I decide to slide deep inside to fuck you, but just for a little bit. Just enough to make you come so you can suck it off my dick. Your participating lips swiftly demonstrate gratification, continuously relocating their place on my shaft. Your oral biology is trigonometry, chemistry, science, and math, fused with the game of geometry, so you work this dick like it's a graph. I mean, your acute angle is off the grid. The effect is reflected in the reflex of my vortex when under the effect of your explosive head. No longer are your arms movement subtle. Purposely efforts capitulates the struggle of my muscle and, like hot lava, I bubble. As your tongue careens my inches, my stream quenches your appetite and tries to finish me, timing me just right, orally inhaling every drop of my delight, living up to your commitment to be my lady of the night.
His oral tongue dance, exploring the soft notes as you whisper. You whisper into my temples, honey, kissed out, yearning his erotic, exotic tongue dance devotion. Passionate, tranquil, caressing deep lines, essence of your love-making, manly design. Gently soft hands embrace its land of heavenly love, summoning my mystical fountain of youth. Luxurious tidal waves pulsating, dragging up my thighs like a soft summer breeze. Whew, damn. It's like I'm inside the fifth dimension. Once touched, my eyes danced, fate's seventh wonder descending, unthinkable anticipation. His muscular physique ministered elegant dominance, jostling my mind and body to taste the essence of his ink. As I moan out his name, his digits dip into my wetland. It's a gourmet feast, blanketing delicate fingertips. It feels so good to surrender to the mercy of a man's uncensored art of pleasure. The allure of his scent, concealing and consoling my silky cocoon, aimlessly staining the tongue's contentment. Insatiable, intastable, infatigable, these wants coat his tongue's fetish, funneling soft pinkish rose petals, murmuring trinkets. His unmeasured oral gyration serenade my temple's soft islands, deeply covering in true lover's devotion, closing our soul's poetic realms blissfully. Destiny, his oral tongue dance satisfies and satisfying my softest notes inside my pleasure zone. And that's that drip.
Yo, 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 you have just been de-virginized right here on the Drip the Mic Network. Now, we tried to let you off, but you wanted to tell on yourself. You wanted to talk about the pistol in the trunk. You wanted to talk about the... You know what I'm saying?
Y'all just going to roll up on me like that? I'm like, woo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We tried to let you off. We tried to let you off. We do that the first time, caller.
What?
Yeah, you have to de-virginize.
I think so. I see. Okay.
I tried to let you off. I was trying to let you off with a warning. I'm trying to tell you it's hot. I'm like, look, it's hot in here. You get on the body here while you got a chance. You up here like, well, you know, what about a pistol in the back? And then, you know, you're telling on yourself.
You got a pistol in the trunk.
Right.
I got weed
under
the seat.
That was me who robbed that bank in 96.
I'm driving with
okay.
No license. My insurance is expired. Pull me over.
I'm cheating on my taxes. All types of shit. Just hold it all.
Okay. I learned
right.
My lesson. Okay. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. Woo. Okay. We saw.
No, I want to get back to the piece that you did, though. That piece was very. I love the metaphors that you were using in that piece. It was very lyrical, and I love that piece that you did. That was dope.
Thank you.
What did you want to say something?
I'm saying, you know, y'all just did the damn thing.
Thank you, my
always, brother. I'm always a fan of Tigers. You know how that goes. Yeah, y'all did that job.
Yeah, bro, you ain't warned me they was going to do that to me. Like, nothing. You ain't give me no hint. You know?
I did. I was in your head, Bobby.
Yeah, no. You can't be no first-time caller just coming up in here like that, man. I'm just saying, though. And it wasn't even going to be that harsh until you. So I tried to let you go, and you still told. It was going to be a little bit lighter than that.
Oh, wow. Okay. I know now. Okay.
You're supposed to know
this. Lame.
Culture.
That was dope.
Sublimo, did you want to say anything about a piece? Sublimo? Or did she bounce on us again? I guess she
yeah,
did.
I think so.
Okay. Well, I guess so, yeah. Well, Tigress, definitely, thank you for coming through and dropping that heat on us. It was a brilliant piece that you put together. But before we do let you go, don't you have a show coming up?
We just had one yesterday. Our next show is Sunday. Our next
okay.
Majestic Ink, yeah, our next poetry show is not this Saturday, but the following Saturday.
Okay, can you give them a 411 on that? Where they find you, how to get in touch with you, what time, all that stuff.
All our shows are at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7, what is it, Pacific? I get these times all mixed up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Facebook under either Tigress or under, you know, April Crenshaw, or follow Venom as well. We always have the show times or Tigress315. We have a page. You can follow us. That way you can stay updated with everything that's going on.
A dope late night show. It's a dope late night show. Absolutely, man. Well, we thank you for coming through and dropping that heat. Go and get your key, get checked in, sit back and just listen to the rest of this dope show.
All right. Thank you.
One love with Mike.
Love.
Right. We're sorry about that, audience, people who listen. It gets a little hot up here. I mean, anytime that we have a different mic version come through here, they have to be. We can't let them go without being divergentized. It just makes them tough for the future. That's all. We're just toughening up their skin. That's all we're doing. So if you are on the line and your hand is raised, you're a first-time caller, unfortunately, you know, you had a warning, so you know what's coming to you. But before we do go back to the callers, we're here for a reason, and we're here with Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. And I want to let the people know, furthermore, why your name is Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, or as I call you, just straight up verbal.
Well, that's a term that I coined myself. You know, when I first started out, everybody always did a personal poem or something like that. The person I did a poem for always comment, you know, like how did I get inside their head and whatnot. So I kept getting constantly being told it, so I just came up with the name, you know, the mind dancer. And I just
makes
it verbal.
I mentioned that before. Like that's the thing about it. Why the appreciation is there is because, you know, when you are like a lyricist or, you know, one who just verbal like yourself, when as for me as a listener, I embody all poetry that I hear. But for me as a listener, along with your poetry being fun and easy to listen to, the way you put things makes it stick, make your point stick, not what you said. I mean, what you said, yeah, you're like, did he just describe such and such as this, right? But the point that you are making will shine because of the way you said it. So I agree with that sentiment. I mean, I think you got the perfect name. So with that being said, do you have another piece that you can drop for us real quick?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. This piece is called Tongue Tied.
All right.
I can't acknowledge publicly I love you, so dark is our love, so pleasantly new. And staying silent protect others who claim they love us. Our lifestyles are similar when saying we don't give a fuck. But this love, our love, remains in the shadows. What power is this that quiets our marrow? You will put anyone in their place in a heartbeat, but neither of us can say where our hearts be. If there ever was a time for a silent scream, this be it, my queen, my everything, my seldom seen, my nocturnal scream, my involuntary spasm, my thickness dripping down my leg, hearing you vague in non-vanilla terms, acknowledging your purpose to me. You served me so well, but can't say a thing. I've had some false relationship statuses to protect the innocent. Both of them went when ready, came and went. Now here we are in need of protecting. I can read through the lies that you're getting. I want to claim what's mine. But that won't stop the onslaught of seekers, those intellectual verbal creepers. So on the low, we are lovers, living happy silently. I still want to snatch a collar and say, hey, look, she's with me. We'll continue with our innuendo, our cryptic poetry will send so no one is the wiser. I still don't want to hide you, but inside, you know, my silent scream will still show. I love you getting the flow. I love it when we go on the fringe of everything, explaining the why our minds click. And while our minds click, honesty takes over. Decisions before you commit, because no one can afford to get sick for a quick hit. Meanwhile, back at the ranch of circumstance, we heard our hearts and let free the chorale of emotions, floating with hidden dreams often shared but never heard. I love the dark and your curious yellow, and explanations take on a life of their own. We can't tell a soul. It's hard to be nonchalant to a confidant when too soon exposure isn't what we want. Tongue-tied, I can't acknowledge publicly I love you. So dark as I love, so pleasantly new. That's that drip.
Wow. When you said tongue tied, I was wondering where you was going with this one. That's the perfect title for that, man. That piece was dope because, you know what I'm saying, you want to say something at certain times, But then you got to keep your cool. You know, you got to remember the rules of the thing. So I've been there. I know what that's like. That's a perfect title for that team. Perfect title.
Appreciate that, bro. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Bimla, are you around? Did you hear that piece?
So say that. Oh yeah, Subliminal.
No, that was Subliminal. Subliminal. Is she around? Yeah. Did you hear that piece? I guess not.
I'm sorry.
No,
I wasn't. I wasn't. I'm sorry. I wasn't. I'll catch you next.
Oh, okay. All right. No doubt. No, he just bodied it as usual. Okay. Well, we're gonna go back to the phone lines and see what questions these callers has for the verbal. Next up, we have area code 385. Area code 385. Oh, it's Ms. VIP.
Hello.
Ms. VIP in the building. Hey, Ms. VIP, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes,
how's
yes,
everybody tonight?
We good. We definitely good tonight. did you have a question for our feature, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer?
Well, like LaPearl and Megra, I really don't. I mean, I'm just here to congratulate him on his feature, and it's well deserved. He's one of my favorite poets. So
I'm the same. I'm about to start getting mad because I'm finding out that I'm not his number one fan. So I'm starting to get a little heated here. I'm slowly finding that out tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I was getting hits throughout the week since we posted this show. You got verbal. Oh, I gotta come hear that. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm his fan. Like, back up.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Ms. VIP.
Yes. Well, without further ado, Ms. VIP, she's been down with us since day one, so she know what it is here. This is Drip to Mike. And with that comes a question. And Ms. VIP, can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can. And tonight is going to be a little light drip.
Okay.
This piece is called My Muse. Please, he whispered in my ear, be my muse. See, the sun doesn't compare with your smile. No artist can paint you. No picture can capture your true essence. I am not a poet. I am the ink. And you, my dear, are the poetry. So please, my love, be my muse. Your heart is beautiful, touching those with your compassion, and that makes you beautiful on the outside. Your intellect makes you brilliant, yet confident, not arrogant. You don't seek attention, but you're the star in my story that shines bright throughout the sky. You're the beacon to find my way home. You're the song I sing that the world would know. It's you. I'm not a poet. I am the ink. And you, my dear, are the poetry. I became his muse. I figured I had nothing to lose. Our love grew. My heart he didn't abuse. He dared to shout up from the rooftop how much he loved me, and he'd never stop. We walked hand in hand. He made me understand, saying, baby, I'm for real. It was all it could be. He produced a diamond ring, set us forever, and how I was his woman, love and poetry. I admit he gives me butterflies. My eyes light up when I see him. There's no deception, just honesty, no lies. He loves me, really loves me. The universe blessed me. I am now the poet. I'm the ink, and he is my muse. My love and poetry, and that's that drip.
That line, you are the poetry, I am the ink, that was a really profound line. I've never thought to put it that way. I know exactly what you mean, though, but I've never thought to put it that way. I love that. I love the whole piece. The whole piece was brilliant, but that line right there, it really stuck out to me. What do you got to say about that verbal?
Yeah, I got to say that was beautiful. Definitely well delivered, heartfelt. Yeah.
Thank you.
Whoever you wrote that for, I probably smile big time about right now.
Somewhere like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said somebody. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. That was
lovely.
for being.
Yes, Mr. Jaffe. We're gonna get you all over there to the lobby, get your key, and go on kick back. We got some more dope poets coming through. We appreciate you bringing that drip by.
One love, one mic.
We're gonna keep the show coming because they're in the building. We want to make sure we get everybody up in here. Next on the line, though, we have, I believe, oh man. So we have, I call her Miss Lady KRS-One, but she goes by the name of Gina Storm. We got Gina Storm in the building, y'all.
Yeah. Hello.
Lady KRS-One, what it do?
Hey, family. Oh man, you know I was here for it. I told you last night that I was late, but I made it. You know what I'm saying? But I knew it was a priority for me to support and to make sure that you plugged your show and that people came out to support because everybody loves Joe. It's a real thing.
It is, man.
It is. Poetry.
We're talking about the character, though.
Lean on, yeah. I wouldn't even be a poet. I wouldn't have known I was a poet until he told me my notes on Facebook was poetry. I'm like, no, that's just my thoughts. He was like, I'm a poet, trust me. You're a poet. And I believe
him.
Wow. Yeah.
That's big.
So there would be no Gina Storm if it wasn't for Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Wow. Well, we definitely, I'm sure others agree, we're glad that connection happened.
Absolutely.
Yes. Did you have a question for him?
I do. I was wondering, in his process to prepare to write something, does he have something in particular that he does? Because some people have a ritual, like, if I'm going to write in my notebook, it's going to be my pink notebook and my purple pen. It's just a thing. If I'm going to record a piece, I only record, and I got two-bedroom house, only record in the upstairs bedroom. I don't know why. I just do. Ernest Hemingway said to write sober and edit. I mean, to write drunk and edit sober. And I'm not much of a drinker, so I like to write high and edit sober. Just wondering what the process is for you, my brother.
That's an excellent question, too, sis. But this actually, I used to only write on the laptop, you know, and whatever my thoughts was, I'd type it out on the laptop or whatnot. But I've recently changed to pen and pad, actually. I write it on a pen and pad because it'll flow quicker, flow better. But then I have to go back and edit it and put it back on the page. But there's a certain spot in my house. There's a couple places where I can stand at this spot, and I mean I'm like freestyle like motherfucker. But
yeah.
It won't get on tape. It won't get on paper. So I take that notebook with me, and I'm starting to when I hit that spot, standing in that certain place in my house. And take that pad and paper with me, you know what I'm saying? Get my music in my head, and I start writing right there at that spot because I know that's where the inspiration will be at.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times I'd be at that spot and go back to my laptop, and it's gone. As soon as I cross the threshold to my room, thoughts are gone. And
yeah.
I'd be mad as hell. I'd say, damn, that shit dope as hell.
Hey, I got a tiny notebook from the Dollar Tree that goes in my pocket wherever I go.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I hate when I forget to write something down.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Real.
Absolutely.
Do any of y'all ever had this problem with like a significant other or like somebody that was like close to you or whatever? Like y'all be in the middle of talking, just regular conversation or whatever, doing anything. I might be out eating, might be at home eating, watching TV, but you'll go off into inadvertently writing a piece in your head. And it's not that you're ignoring that person. It's just that it could have been something they said, could have been something somebody else just said. But as a poet,
oh, yeah.
As a poet, you don't. I mean, you just like it takes me away. Like that. That will make me lose focus. Like on anything. It should be something I hear, and I know me. And I know that I'll forget later, right? And
And
I'm like, you know, I gotta get this right now. I gotta get this in right now. But they think you're ignoring them. They be like, oh, did you just hear what I said? He's like, yeah, no, you just said the thing about the thing and the other thing. And that yeah, I heard that. You know, I like a motherfucker. But, yeah. So, but no, I know where both what y'all mean as far as, you know, how it just attacks you, though, how it just comes at you. And it's amazing how that happens, though. But I've literally had it wake me up out of my sleep. Like, I've literally had a piece wake me up out of my sleep. Like, literally. Like, I woke up and I had to write it. And those be almost the best ones to me because they write themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel you 100% on that, man. For real. And then, for me, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. It just, like, hits me. Yeah, I got to jump up, you know, and start laying it down.
Yeah, you got because if you don't, it's going to fuck with you all day.
Yeah.
All day.
And another
thing,
I'll start writing because, these laptops, they mysteriously, erase your shit. Right when you're in the meetup, and it's gone. Bam, pad and paper first, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. My thing is phones. I know how careless I am with phones. And I got broken phones around that got some of the dopest shit in them. I can't remember them for shit. Like, I can't remember them for nothing, but they got some of the dopest shit. Either I didn't finish, either I just finished, or, it was either the nucleus of it, and I was just going to build out from that. But that's my problem right there, them damn phones. I got broken phones laying around this motherfucker with some classic shit in it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think most of all that best shit in the trash, some fucking wheel floating out in space.
Yeah, yeah. Now my biggest regret of losing some poetry, because I'm pretty sure a lot of poets can relate to this, but my biggest regret is, some of my most, deadliest, I'm talking about, the shit that I can't believe that I wrote is, I wrote it while I was locked up. It was, one of the times, most of the times I was locked up, and it's maybe 4 to 5 notebooks or some shit. And I'm talking about, it has to be easily, without exaggerating, I'm saying maybe 200 to 300 poems. And I cannot find this briefcase. I put them in a briefcase and put them up, and I cannot find that briefcase for nothing. For nothing. I'm talking about whatever you think of my poetry now, whatever you think of it, it's not fucking with what's in that briefcase. Whatever you think of it now, it's not touching. It's not. It can't even begin to compare what's in that briefcase. And it was all my incarcerated poetry, all the poetry, because I wanted to keep all that together. I kept it all separate.
You gotta find that, bro.
It's gone. It's never coming back. It's never coming back. Wow. The only piece I know is one piece. I can't even say that. It's forever gone. I moved from the place that I was living at the time that I discovered I couldn't find it. So, no, it's gone, man. It hurts just to talk about it, man. That was some of my most, I tell people, I appreciate the compliments or whatever it is. Even if you don't like my poetry, whatever it is you find about my poetry, it's not fucking with what's in that briefcase, dog. Not even touching it, man.
I feel you, man. Yeah. I feel your pain on that one, bro.
Yeah, brother. It's like that. Because, when you're in jail and, or when you're in prison, man, you're in that box. Some of the shit that was coming to me, that was in my mind, that was just like, you're so focused, and when you're taken away from everything, one thing about it is you're taken away from things that were bad and good, anything that hindered your thoughts, anything that hindered your writing. You're taken away from as well. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, if you're out in the streets and you're out there, you ripping and running, doing this and that, you're not putting a lot of energy or focus on your writing. You know what I'm saying? So not only do it take away the bad things, the good things in your life, it take away some bad things that was productive in you too. But when you get in that cell and you sit there and you by yourself, first of all, you're a fool if you just sit there and just be in your mind the whole time. you can't do that. You go crazy. So, you got to release, work out, right, whatever else you do. And so I think those pieces were I think that's why they inspired, because they was just focused, unbothered, not distracted by anything. And it was some of my best work, man. No, my best work, not some of it. It was my best work, hands down. So that shit hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's like, you know, when you was out there in the streets and you wasn't focused on writing, you was living the story. And then you had a chance
right.
to write to the story, then you lose all that, man. Yeah, I feel you on that, bro. I feel you.
Yeah. Man,
my best shit was when I was in the military, you know, but, you know, that shit got tossed overseas, you know, overboard and shit like that. I had tons of shit.
Uh-huh.
I feel the pain. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, Gina Storm, I know you came through to fire this mic up. So we're going to get right to it. And this question
to.
Of the evening is, I'm sorry. Oh, you said you have to?
Well, I have no to. Doubt. Absolutely. There's no way. Like, I don't care if I had to do a haiku. I was going to have to.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. So with that being said, then, Gina Storm, can you make this mic drip?
Absolutely. I'm dedicating this piece to Joe. And so be on my freestyle. You make my pen flow. You inspire me regularly. I listen to some of your poems, and I'm a fan of your poetry. I didn't realize that I was a poet until you told me so, and I still didn't trust the process until I wrote a few more, and you were reading them, saying the same thing repeatedly. I believed. You make my ink flow. You make me smile, and my heart glow. You make me feel like whatever I touch, I can make mine. And I know that you know that me reading the piece that I wrote previously is an impossibility on a mic, so I freestyle around a piece that I wrote and use it as the outline and call it a key style. But no matter how I have to deliver it, no matter what the topic, how I'm feeling, you embrace it, and I love it. We constantly say things like iron sharpens iron and give flowers to the living, but the reality is this. You get me. We've been friends for so long that I don't actually remember when we weren't. Just seems like I grew up knowing you. And I know how we go through things together. So sometimes you feel my hurt, and I feel yours too. But I know lots of days when you didn't have a smile on your face and you were mulling over in your mind about something that you were going through, been through, or were feeling. Heard me and thanked me for the piece that I had just spit previously. And I'd be thinking, what did I say or do? I had no idea the impact that my poetry could have on you. So thank you. Because you make my ink flow. It's made my pen grow. I felt like my vocabulary and those pieces that were in my notes were childish and silly. I was doing some kind of rhyme scheme that wasn't even cool to me. It felt a little, I don't know, Dr. Seuss, if I can be so casual with the phrase, but really, you know what I mean. Something that should be recited on Sesame Street, almost elementary. And as I matured as a poet and grew with my pen, you remember the times in my life when I had a collaborative partner, and you know we both, all of us, miss him. So it was one of those things that I had to do, go through, love through, fight through. I did all so in poetry and with the support and love from you. So I'm dedicating this piece to you, my brother, because I understand why you're being featured. You in this community are a sage and a guru, an inspiration to me. Thank you for making my pen flow. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me in peace. That's that trip.
Joe, I'm going to let you go first on that one.
That was a beautiful tribute, sis. And heartfelt, you know, you got me all but clept over here a little bit. I appreciate that because, yeah, I felt every word of that. You know we got something special.
We do.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love you, sis.
Yeah.
I love you, sis.
I love you too, bro. Like I said, I have to just say things out loud. I try to encourage people to lift them and give them compliments. I tell people all this time, kindness is free. Give generously. This man has been good and inspiration.
Yeah,
so.
I enjoyed that piece. I think that was a beautiful tribute. That was a beautiful way to give that man his roses while he's here. And then I heard a special shout out to Kings Cadence, man. Rest in peace, my brother. We all love you. We all miss your place down here. And that was a dope piece right there.
I noticed that if I say his name out loud, it gets caught in my throat. so I had to reference him, but I knew that y'all knew.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it,
too,
because that's how I was
able
to. But, yeah, for real, it's just been a wonderful poetic ride, and I'm glad that I had Joe to inspire me and uplift me the whole time.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we thank you for bringing that by here. Definitely, definitely. We're going to get you on down to the lobby, man. Go to the concierge, get your key, kick back, and we get this show rolling on, finished up.
Thank you. Appreciate you. I know my way.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going. Now, next on the line, I think we got my Cali brother in the building. We got Sincere around here?
Sincere is in the building. Salute, Joe.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up?
You, brother. Man, you're a hell of an inspiration to me. I just want to let you know that you're a hell of an inspiration.
I appreciate that, my brother. Absolutely, man. Likewise.
I appreciate it. I'm humbled.
Yeah, this
what's going
is
on,
one
family?
Of my, what's up? What you Sincere? How you doing, my brother?
My brother, one day you and I got to scribe a piece together. So I'm capable.
Yeah, man, listen, I heard you last night, man. You bodied that too, man. I heard the piece you done last night, brother. You bodied that too. I was on the show.
Oh, man.
And I got to
man,
hear you, man.
That.
Yes.
I'm humbled.
Yeah, man. We got to get together, man. We got to, man. I would love to do that.
No doubt. We'll make it happen.
Yes, sir. And First Lady, do we have you around?
I'm here.
Oh, you're here? Okay.
Hi,
well,
First Lady. Peace be with you.
Hello, Sincere. Same to you. Ashek.
I love you from the West Coast.
West Coast in the hell. Yes, sir. All right, do you have a question for my brother Sincere?
Yes. Sincere, I have a question for you. And that
yes,
question
ma'am.
Is, can you make this mic drip?
I can make it drip.
The mic is yours.
Afterthoughts. Look here, you're looking for a lie. I came home to a regret of how much used my love for another man's chest. However, karma is here. Name is afterthought. And a forthcoming aid towards a redeem code for revenge as a big payback. Can I get that hit? I need that hit. So give me that whichever way is down on the uptimer's trip. Pass that marker slip. I've been marked for telling my business in a newspaper one ads. Can you swing by and grab your shit? Need to move on today with the next. If I was a dog, I would have my girl cousin rock your boat. May to July, if this was a lie, I lived under those sheets of paper and whisper wipes. You're my old type, no hype, just a reminder of never ever trust a cheating heart. From a photographer, imagery for beauty was blinding me as she stood still in time. You my afterthought. We all want to do the right reserve for secondary promise for you and me. Have you heard from our community elders whom dodged a tie with betrayal and battery and a place we call sweet home, indignation, United States or corporation, hate for black love, never cracked from pleasure on those lying eyes of white stripes, steaming hot buns to runners find. You my afterthought. Get lost. Sincere. From Los Angeles, that drip.
Yo, man, you know what I love about your flow, dog. First of all, nobody can ever redo you. Nobody can like imitate you. None of that. And one thing that I feel like I'm listening. Y'all remember the X-Clan?
Man, Brother Jay, yes, that was my. Man, that whole group was my whole embodiment.
Okay, yeah, okay, because I hear it. It's bleeding out of you. It's bleeding out of you whenever you spit, bro. I go back to that because he used to come in, and I enjoyed his verses more so than I did the main ones. Man, he would come through, and, like, what he would say would, man, and the way he would say it, that's who you remind me of when you do that, bro. It flows out of you.
I appreciate that. I'm humbled.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Verbal, what you got to say about that piece?
Yeah, the piece was dope. You know, since he always had this way of, you know, spitting his poetry, that, you know, it kind of grabs you, make you listen to. You know, he's always, you know, he stays on the top of things that's really going on in the world. So that's why, you know, I dig a lot of that about his poetry. And that piece is no different than that.
Man, I appreciate it. I take from every single one of you. Your life stories, what you've been through, and I tap it into. He's talking about prison. We in prison every day when we don't help each other, when we fight each other, when we allow them to kill us, and we still kill ourselves. So I got that
right.
Guy's prison trip. And if we don't love and respect one another, nobody else will. Until that day
That's
comes,
right.
They're going to always continue to kill us and have us, demasculize us due to what we see because we don't love ourselves based in our own community because we won't speak to one another, especially if I'm not from your
right.
city or town.
Yeah.
Come on now. But then we're going to the other community, speaking to every white person we walk past because we're trying to fit in or conform or whatever the case may be. But we can't show that same level, that same respect in our own communities.
If we don't wake up to see the Karens and the Joes of the world coming at us, white folks are coming at us even more. Like this is the 50s. That was 60 years ago.
Yeah.
We still got the same shit? The same trip?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. And man, because, you know, now they're trying to start this critical race shit and all this other bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, we gotta be on top of it. We got to be on top of it. And it starts with building within our own, showing love to
Absolutely.
Ourselves, to our own brothers.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
Absolutely.
You know, I used to be the type, you know what I'm saying? I used to be the type, like, I got a piece that talks about this. I walk into an establishment, I walk somewhere, and it might be a barbershop, anywhere where there's other people that look like me. And if I notice, you know, the thing that we do, what we used to do, stare each other down or whatever, I used to do the thing, but this is when I was back in the streets, I used to do the thing, like, you know, I'm staring at this nigga till we stare away. You know, that used to be my thing. Now, it's like, I don't feel like I'm no bitch or no punk if I just say, what's up, man, how you doing?
Man.
You know.
That part.
Something that simple right there. And maybe if he's not the type to do that, he might do that later on in his life. And then that person that he's
right.
going to do might do that later on in his life. You know, so
yeah,
I used to be that one. I used to be in there. I used to be the one looking for the beef. I'm like, I'm walking in like, oh, man, one of these niggas say something to me, man. I'm finna boo 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 boo. You know what I mean? yeah. And but that's it starts with me. It starts with me. You know what I mean?
Right.
I didn't start this. I'm saying it starts with me in my mind, and that's where the change came to where okay, yeah, I see him staring at me hard, but you know what? I'm gonna come at him different. Fuck whatever he think I am. Mm-hmm. I know what I am, but I'm gonna come at him different.
And I salute you for that change, my brother. You came a long way, and I'm proud of you. Don't know you, but I'm proud of you. You keep going. Love what you're doing and the missus. And I love y'all. So
thanks.
Respect.
Thank you, my brother. Love you too, man. Thank you. Love you too, my brother. I appreciate that. That means a whole lot.
Yeah.
Joe, you keep writing because I got some heat. So, I got some. Maybe you and I could also do it, all three of us, whenever y'all got some free time. Just.
Okay, I'm all with
right.
it.
Listen to
the world on fire. That would be ill. That would be ill, man. Man, that would be some ill shit, man. Oh, man. I'm with that.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, yes, sir. All right, my brother, sincere, man. We're going to get you on over to the lobby, man. Make sure we get together, man. We're gonna get this thing done, man. Let's not just talk about it. But for the meantime, get you on over to the lobby, man.
No doubt, I'll make it happen
right,
with my twin Gina Storm. She'll plug me in, so we'll make it happen.
Oh, that's what's up right there. You know Gina Storm gonna make it happen. You know she's gonna make it happen.
Hey Gina Storm, I love you, my twin. Blessings.
All right, my brother. One love on Mike.
One love on Mike.
That was Joe. No, I mean, that was my brother Sincere from the West Coast, from California, in the building representing hard, too. Now we're going to keep this thing rolling, man. We do got another call in the building, and all I got to say is watch your cashews. Watch your cashews around this poet. Ladies and gentlemen, in the building, we got True Sister.
Hello, how y'all doing?
True Sister.
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing good. How about yourself?
I'm blessed.
Absolutely. You got a question for my brother, Joe, the Verbal Mind Dance?
Yes, I do. I want to know, what poem do you think that you will be remembered by?
Will more likely be a poem called The Dump. So then that's the poem I'll be most remembered by. And that's a poem about, descriptive about body functions. I can put it like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think that's one of the you got the most laughs off of anyway, put it like that.
That was a real good question. Cause I'm stumped. I'm sitting over here thinking to myself, damn, what poem? Oh, but I'm stumped on that one.
All right, we got you.
Huh? What did you say, Joe?
So you never heard that before?
I don't think I heard that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think I heard that one. Yet. You notice I said yet.
Yeah.
<All right. laughs> What would that be, a said, True Sister? Can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can. I'm going to give y'all a choice. Mother's Cry, Tight Grip.
Say that again?
I'm giving y'all a choice. Pick which one, Mother's Cry or Tight Grip.
Oh, Mother's Cry. Man.
Okay, I'll go with that one.
Mother's Cry, okay. I erased the video from my social media of some mother's child been murdered today. So many RIP posts of pictures that will become faded memories until the next gun violence case shows its face. It's horrible to think that tomorrow someone's child will be gunned down because of another argument gone wrong. Instead of the chef tapping on the parents' door, social media will sound off alarms like being in combat zone, as if we was in Desert Storm all over again. Notifications notifying everyone of your private moments of someone losing their son or daughter to gun violence. All we hear is silence. When the main question of who committed crime, when it's time to solve the cases, everyone disappearing to a ghost state. So many mothers praying each day, hoping that the tribulation doesn't become the casket that their child finds comfort in. Politicians shaking their heads, hoping like hell these activists close their mouths and put these unjust crimes to bed so they don't be held accountable for getting these crimes solved. Who's all involved? Private guns killing more of our people than all the wars combined. How do we define justice when the crime hitting us in the face every time we think? We used to feel like motherless children. Now we feeling like childless mothers. The city is in an uproar with no safe place to escape to. Mothers crying out for help, forming Save Our Babies foundations. We went from screaming on the sidelines for games to screaming in the background, creating the theme song for the corner to drive our babies to precious memories. What a terrible world this is becoming. Bad part about it is all children have the I don't give a fuck mentality. Sending out bullets like it's a celebration and the hood needs applause. But only clapping is us diving in our homes every single night. Children don't even duck anymore when outside playing like this shit is normal. This shit is normal. This shit is not informal. We're Green Death's door. It's like when Nino Brown got shot down and the whole city crying. But that's not the situation here. Social media hears the cries and drama before you know the situation. Live videos with memories of your last moments. Question, society? Are you still blaming parents, or is this just the point you releasing whoever standing gets the blame? Damn shame. Mothers crying with no answers. Mothers crying for other mothers for losing our children. We lost the village years ago when society took our souls and stored them away and threw them in the prisons with the unjust system. No trust, no justice, no smiles, all pain. A mother cries, a mother cries, a mother watches her child die on social media. No respect, all eyes open, all mouths shut, all cremations taking place of casts, unaffordable causes. We all are unbothered. A mother cries.
Damn. That was cold blooded right there. Damn.
Yes.
The part where you said about how we provide the theme song for when our corners drive our loved ones away. Oh man. That picture, like it paints such a vivid picture in my mind when you said that line right there, because it's always the same song.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh man, that piece was hard. I think that's the hardest I ever heard you come, sister, for real. For real.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
That was hard.
That was pure gold right there. Love that piece.
Yeah. Damn. That's all I can say. That word, damn, you can't argue that one. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, because it was the truth, and it was like the way the facts, and then your flow, the conviction you had behind it just drove the point home even further. That was dope. You outdid yourself on that one, true sister, for real.
Thank you so much. You know, writing that poem was kind of hard, especially where I'm at. We're seeing, I know we're getting like 20 deaths a day. And
right. Wow.
Fresh Memories is the name of a memorial service. So that's where they're making their home now, you know. So,
wow.
And being the fact that I stay right down the street from it, I see so many funerals. So it's crazy, you know, and it's unaffordable causes. You're causing your family unaffordable causes, you know, because our people
right,
don't
you
buy
said
insurance.
The cremation's taking the place of the caskets because they can't afford something to that. Oh man,
yeah.
That's so true. That's so true.
Every week now it's got so bad to where now the schools are trying to do. The school's supposed to be trying to do what's the thing's called? It's on the top of my lip. Funds for the children at the school for the school. Now they got to reach out and try to help bury some of the students at the doggone school, you know, instead of putting the money into the school. So it's got bad to that point to where the village needs to start acting. The village needs to start acting, and the parents need to cut it out of, nobody else could talk to my child. Nobody else could discipline my child.
That needs to come back real fast.
Help some of this.
They think we lying when we on our way home to get in trouble, but we got in trouble by three different neighbors on the way home. They think that we're lying when we say they used to have to. That's the truth. Like I'm on my way home to get my ass whooped, but I already got in trouble with this neighbor. And then another neighbor, what I'm saying? They know what happened. Like that. That really is true. Like these youngsters really don't believe that shit.
Yeah. And the type of father I had, my daddy, he ain't played no games, you know. So therefore, you couldn't even go to my daddy and tell my daddy nothing good. That's how bad. Like, you see Melody? What's she doing out there? Well, what she was doing over there? She ain't gonna put us over there. You know. My daddy was off the chain. You know, you get the whooping anyway. Yeah. It don't matter, you know. So we need to bring that back. You know, we really need to bring it back. When we were kids, we complained. But now, you know, we need to bring it back, like, for real.
Yeah. There's so much that I appreciate now that I didn't appreciate as a youngster. Yeah, that's true. That's real true. Man, well, you definitely body that piece. Appreciate you for coming through and dropping that on us. And showing love for my brother Verbal here as well. We're going to get you on over there to the lobby and get your key. And we're going to say one love, one mic.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. Be blessed.
I definitely enjoyed that piece. I love the mic.
Yeah, it was fire. My brother, so, man, a lot of love has been shown for you today, man. It kind of gives credit to what I've been saying every time I hear you or whatever. So, so today's show has just been, you know, a way of get the mic, way of giving you your flowers while you're here and just letting you know how we appreciate your pen and how you have a fan here in us as well. We'll continue to promote you and give you your accolades as well. And I really appreciate you coming to Drip the Mic and spending your time with us and bringing your poetry by. Really, that was a true blessing to Drip the Mic.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate the honor. Thank you much.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Subliminal, did you want to say something to my brother Verbal before we get out of here?
I'm sorry, I was on mute just talking.
Oh.
I'm doing a Gina Storm over here. I'm so sorry. I want to say again, thank you so much. When we reached out to you, you didn't hesitate. You said definitely. And, you will always be welcomed here. This is home. You'll be Verbal, not the Verbal, but Verbal.
Yeah. You're straight up Verbal. It says it all.
Straight up Verbal. Says it all.
Thank you for the love.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed the show.
It was a pleasure. I got to hear some fantastic poetry tonight as well, so I'm definitely blessed for tonight. Thank you much.
Yes, yes. And, man, I just want to wish you all the blessings that I know you deserve in your journey as you continue your journey through, and just all goodwill and just anything that you ever need from myself or Subliminal, man, feel free to reach out because we are about being family and promoting it, man. Once again, thank you. Thank you so much, Verbal.
Before we go, can you tell everybody where to reach you at, Verbal?
Oh, yeah,
everybody knows where to reach you, but just in case for those who don't.
Well, you can find me on Facebook under Joe Perry. You can find me on Twitter under Demond Dancer. Instagram under Demond Dancer. So I'm here and there, little bits and pieces like that.
Back to you, Bet.
Yes, yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, we have reached the end of the show. I just want to tell everybody, thank you for coming through and showing love for our feature, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. And y'all continue to have a good week. Continue to make those pins drip. Holla back.
Peace, y'all.
Yeah. I take that, man, all the way up. Yeah. I'm about to take off from that. I'm a cold dream. I might take off on you peons and go with a beam. I'm a star, so I put a neutron on my pinky. I'm moonwalking, but my Christian Louis Vuitton bleeding. I'm smoking moon rock, started and I feel it thin. I seen a demon. I thought I left you back there in the cellar in my dreaming. Say I ain't dealing with your dog, I'm going a different way. I broke up with my red bone, I went the Milky Way. I'm riding in a race, feeling like I'm out of space. Stars on my sunroof, plenty of other apes. I couldn't wait till they release me right back on the turf. I took off on you buses, left you right on planet Earth. I feel like Jimmy Neutron, how I blast off on the verse. I know my son gon' like this song, so I ain't finna curse. No, he gon' wanna explore the world, so I'ma show him first. Say we just demons, beings, baby, me and you diverse. I might take off on you peons and go way to Venus. I'm a star, so I put a neutron on my pinky. I'm moonwalking, but my Christian Louis Vuitton bleeding. I'm smoking moon rock, started and I feel it seeding. I might take off on you peons and go way to Venus. I'm a star, so I put a neutron on my pinky.
About to take off on you peons and go back to Mars. About to leave these peons behind like the Jackson 4. Tried to moonwalk on the moon and had to wash the floors. Tried to put me in the box and then I crashed the Porsche. By the way, go VUV, I drink a